The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it is said, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts unto men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that also he had descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is he who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Peace be to you, the reader. Hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be with you all.
And with your spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
At that time, Jesus heard that John had been arrested. He withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he went and dwelt in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali toward the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and the shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
Good morning. As we begin the new year with the cold weather all around us, some of us may be already daydreaming about summer and what we'll do once we get past COVID-19. Some of us may already be thinking about Major League Baseball for 2021. Spring training is still scheduled as planned for Major League Baseball, but baseball really couldn't reach nearly as many people as it does without electric lights. The first professional baseball night game held under a permanent lighting system took place on May 2nd, 1930 in Des Moines, Iowa. The game was broadcast nationally by NBC Radio, and the owner of the hometown team told the nation that the players and fans were happy, and the night game means that the minor leagues will now live. 12,000 fans came out that night, 20 times the average that it would be for a day game. There were sporadic night games played under artificial lights before, and even since 1880, but this successful game under a permanent lighting system paved the way for millions to enjoy professional baseball. Now, about 80% of professional baseball games are played under permanent outdoor lights on summer evenings. Who would have thought, though, that those permanent electric lights would have such an effect and difference to the game of baseball? This story is just one of innumerable examples of baseball statistics, stories, and historical tidbits. They are all contained in books and articles about baseball. As America's pastime, many feel it important to preserve in writing and study the history, plays, personalities, and statistics of baseball. Baseball is merely our national pastime. But what about a much more important history than the history of baseball? What about the history of salvation? In today's gospel reading from Matthew, we heard about a prophecy about light. Today's gospel lesson quotes another old book, the prophecy of Isaiah, written some 600 plus years before the Gospel of Matthew. Just like baseball historians, the authors of the Bible were concerned with its history and pointed to prophecies like this. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, toward the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and the shadow of death, light has dawned. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, that is, upper and lower Galilee, was conquered by the Assyrian Empire by the time Isaiah proclaimed this prophecy. Many of the believers there were sent into captivity by the Assyrians. Galilee, in the time of the prophet Isaiah, symbolized slavery, destruction, and darkness. But slavery, destruction, and darkness is not only a literal problem for God's people in the ancient world. This problem still plagues us today. Although we may not be literally blindfolded and as captives and sent off to Assyria, we might be held captive in a different type of darkness. What kind of captivity? The captivity of ignorance of the most important book ever written. We may not really know the history book, the playbook, the signs book, not of baseball, but of salvation. What I mean is, we don't really know the Bible. The Bible is the history book of salvation. It is the playbook, not a baseball playbook, but the playbook of life. It is the book we can read to bring light to our lives, to know what to do. Unfortunately, however, it sometimes sits dusty on our bookshelves, forgotten and treated as an unimportant, like an old baseball statistic. But this book has the most important history, plays, and answers for us. It has a game plan to have meaning and light in our lives. There was a prophecy that God would one day change Galilee from a place of darkness to a place of light. The gospel writers looked to the history books of salvation, the Old Testament, and realized there were prophecies about Galilee. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali towards the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. This prophecy, this old book of Isaiah, contains the great promise of Christ our light, our guide through darkness, coming to Galilee. It contains the prophecy of deliverance from the shadow of death. The Bible contains the history of salvation, encouraging us that there is something much more than the darkness that often surrounds us. The Bible contains not just history, but the great playbook, where we are given a sure win plan, no matter what turn the journey of life takes us. The Bible gives us not an unimportant, easily forgotten baseball statistic, but rather describes the resplendent light that will bring us out of darkness and into everlasting life. The Bible will never lose its relevancy or be forgotten. As it says in the book of Isaiah, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God will stand forever. The Bible provides the light to play the game of life. The Bible is a permanent lighting system, far more brilliant than any big league stadium lights. This new year, let us all strive to read the Bible regularly, a permanent lighting system of our lives, with renewed fervor. Amen.